Hey, what's going on, everybody? We're back with a new episode of the Living Life with the Daniels podcast. I'm your host, Kevin. I got a great guest here, Clay. What's going on, man?
What's going on?
This podcast is sponsored by Travels by Shinovia. Travels by Shinovia. She's the best travel agent I've ever dealt with. Travels by Shinovia. On today's episode, let's talk about expectations for 2024. It's a new year, Clay. So what's going on, man? What you think about it?
Okay, so expectations this year, personally. Let's think. First and foremost, I do want to travel a little bit more. So I expect to be doing some of that this year, at least. I got about 3 places. I want to get to Texas, Florida, and then California, and Tennessee. But the reason why I can do that, the Florida and the Tennessee, is because it's right here. Mm-hmm. So that's just on some small level. It would just be to travel a little bit more. On a higher level, would just be to start locking in mentally and figuring out what I need to do. The steps I need to take to start qualifying so I can start looking for a house.
That's
like my main...
Grown man status there.
Yeah, and also getting out of just like the working a job and kind of venturing off more in my career path, which would be welding.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out how to get my foot in the door with that. So those are the main things.
Okay. Expectations for me, 2024. Well, I had a great 2023. And so expectations for 2024, just to stay positive. Keep doing me. I'm a personal trainer / health and wellness guy. I've been doing that since 2007. And believe it or not, I still have that passion now than I did from day one back then. And that's a great feeling. So just keep, you know, growing clientele. Man, I got this new podcast that I'm trying to get off the ground that I think is going to be groundbreaking. Because it's a new energy. It's a new vibe. It's all about being positive. There's so much negative, toxic bullshit out here that we need more positive things out now. And I'm just trying to bring that positive light to everybody I come in contact with.
Yeah.
And that's just what I'm trying to do, man. I would like to travel more. Of course, me and my lovely wife, man, we travel. So I would love to travel more. And I will. Of course I will. So just keep enjoying life, man. I mean, I wake up every day, my feet touch the floor. I thank God for allowing me to wake up on that day. And I know that no matter what I'm going through, man, listen, he's in control, all is well. That's all that matters, man.
Yeah, I think with the podcast, you got something good here. I mean, eventually I might look up and search YouTube and you might have a groundbreaking interview like Sharp, like Shannon Sharp, like Club Shay Shay.
Now you putting pressure on me.
Club Shay Shay, man, he got the... I feel like, man, look, if he can do it, I mean, anybody can, because it wasn't like he was already that personality, you know? But I just think it's about creating, with the podcast, it's like creating this safe space for people to just come on and speak openly.
Exactly.
And just letting them speak what they want, what they need to say. So I think it's wide open. The sky's the limit. You can do whatever you want to with this because it's your platform. You know what I'm saying? And it's like this time around, it's like revamping it. It's like not restructuring it, but it's like, you know, you're pretty much breathing new life into it. You know, it's like what do you call it when somebody redoes themselves?
Reinvent.
Yeah, you're reinventing your space, your podcast space.
To put what you're saying in context, late 2022, early 2023,
yeah,
I started a podcast then. It was It was okay. I killed it because I wanted to try something new, take it in a new direction. And this new direction that I'm taking it in, it's energy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great vibe. It's a great mixture of people I have that would be a part of it. I got a really great team. I got a great teammate who is the best of the best that I see her every fucking day, and I love it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I got a great teammate who I'm going to bring on. It's just, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. I'm like a kid before Christmas.
I can tell.
I'm excited about it, man, because it really feels good now. You know what I'm saying?
It's like it's fresh. It's fresh. It's all new again.
But the crazy part that it took that setback for me to actually reinvent the whole thing again. You see what I'm saying?
But now you know, and it's like the new improved version of what you were trying to do initially in the beginning. You had to trim some of the fat. And get rid of
literally.
get rid of some. It just wasn't gonna work out. But I love what you're doing, you know, and you've stayed persistent with it. You ain't gave up on it. And I'm happy that you reached out to me to be a part of it. You know? That's why I made sure I had to get here.
Well, I reached out to you, Clay, because man, listen, I've known you for about what?
Close
2 years
to
at least, man. You got that young man vibe, that young man spirit who I once was. You know so much, and it's like I'm your older brother who can guide you on certain things that you don't know. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
We've always had a bond for it, man. We could just
talk
about life, man. You know what I'm saying? So I knew when I, you know, did my reintroduction, I was gonna bring you back on here and just vibe out, man. You know what I'm saying? Talk about life, man.
It helps me, you know, just being able to just have conversations. Cause I don't know at all. So like it's cool when I can speak with somebody, like you said, it's like my older brother, and I could just ask you through your life experiences, cause you've lived more life than me. So I'm pretty sure there's nothing new. Nah, but I know that you've had more life experiences. I could ask you.
Yeah.
Hey man, like I'm going through this right now. What's your advice to that situation? And I know it's a little different when you're talking to your peers, because we've lived about the same. It's like we're kind of on the same level. And it's not like that every time. You can have a younger friend and they know a lot more because of what they've been through in life. But yeah, it does help. And I'm happy that even initially, like how we first started, when you invited me to do it,
you know, I saw something in you, man.
Yeah, it felt good back then. So I'm expecting great things. It's the beginning of the year. It's fresh. We in February.
Already.
You know, I was tripping. I was like, why is it 29 days? But it's a leap year.
I didn't think
February had 29 days. But yeah. Just as far as the circle back, though, expectations on this year. I think, man, saving. You should always be expecting to save money. You know what I'm saying? And manage money better.
I agree.
I hate that everything is about money, but it's the tool. Man. Yeah, it's the tool that we need. Man. So I think that's where a conversation needs to lead to, is just how can we manage money better, or if you got tips or something like that to help somebody be more disciplined with how they manage their money, because everybody has different expenses in life, you know, so... That's one of the biggest things that's on my mind this year, is making sure that as much as I'm working, also take time out to enjoy life.
Downtime.
Because you don't want to just be working and just you not doing nothing but working and paying bills. So
I agree, man. I 100% agree with that, man.
A work-life balance. I need to, that's one thing I want to work on this year.
You know what I would love to see, man, in 2024? I would love to see more black men share their feelings, open up more.
Well, I feel like that's kind of happening, man.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's happening a lot.
It's growing.
More.
Nowadays,
yeah, I think it is for sure.
Yeah. I want to see more safe spaces to where black men can share their feelings and not feel judged. Because, you know, man, you know how we are as black men. Oh, man, you soft, man. You soft.
Yeah, right.
You're not soft. Yeah. If you hurt, man, you hurt, man. You know what I'm saying? And if you have a circle of friends that you can actually sit down and talk to, mm-hmm. guess what? They're there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And they should know you to actually check you to make sure that things are okay with you. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So yeah. I would love to see more safe spaces created for black men. I would love to see more positivity among us as just black people overall. Let's cut out the negativity towards each other and let's build each other up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I'm not a big social media guy, but I hear things on the radio when I'm out and about driving. And it's so much, you know, beef between this person and that person. And it's us, man.
Yeah, it's like inflated ego. Well, I think it's us, man. It comes from social media. You know, we have like an inflated sense of self. And we get, you know, upset about things that might not be really that important. This person made me feel this type of way. But I wish that more conversations would be had so whoever you have a conflict with, you could just meet in a common ground, whether that's like y'all agree to just not mess with each other or you guys just agree to meet somewhere in the middle. I feel like sometimes, more often now, I just feel like stuff gets blown out to proportion to where you can't come back from it. Somebody might say something that you can't come back from, or even worse, just like violence. So I think people just need to communicate more, man.
I mean, like I say, man, we need to break that stigma, man, of not being able to open up about things that's truly hurting us, man.
Like, so speaking of expectations.
Okay.
What do you expect 2024 to bring going forward as far as just worldly? Like, you know how we got AI, we got all this different. Where do you think the world is going, headed this year?
Be honest with you, man. It's on us to... It's on us as a people to create more love, man. I'm sorry, man, but dude, I just don't have the stomach for all the toxic bullshit, man. I'm sorry, man. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that's where I think it's going, though. I think that's what is being pushed, that the more
toxic,
everybody just going left.
Dude, they want us to be toxic, bro.
Yeah. Just everything going left. Destruction. That's what I think is being pushed in a lot of different forms, whether it's in music, movies, entertainment, podcasts, you know, whatever. But I feel like they sprinkle it kind of all over. And that's just for our detriment as the common people.
Change it, though. How do we change it?
By coming together. But it's so hard because everybody's listening to something else different, which mm-hmm. is like help shape and form somebody's ideas about a specific topic or whatever it is in the world. So it's like our phones are our biggest enemy,
kind of, in a sense.
Like it's a blessing to have this much technology in your hand, but at the same time, there can be a lot of like propaganda on his phone, which is like polluting
mindset.
I mean,
I would say the one thing I like about Apple iPhone is that you can check the screen time on the phone.
Oh yeah, see, yeah.
Man, look, Listen, man, if you're spending between 8 to 12 hours on your phone throughout the day, now that's 24 hours in one day, and you might be awake 16 of those 24 hours in one day, and you're spending between 8 to 12 on your phone, doing something that's just not productive.
Scrolling, come on, scrolling.
Man, you are wasting days. You are wasting time.
Yeah, and that's why it's important
to
develop your own schedule. Because, I mean, we all going to have downtime where we look at, where we looking on our phones and we are just scrolling. But as long as you manage how long that you're on it, like, on a good day, I'm only on my phone for 5 to 6 hours. But on a bad day where I wake up and I'm like, it's an off day. And I'm just in the bed or in the house.
Free time.
I'm scrolling.
Yeah, a lot of free time.
At the end of the day, I'm going to look up and my phone going to be like, you've been on your phone for 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, shh, man, I've been on my phone and I ain't been looking at nothing but Instagram reels and Facebook, up and down Facebook and, you know, looking at videos. So, I mean, and it's the entertainment. You got it's so much right here at your fingertips. You can watch TikTok videos. Because it's not like, I mean, some things are, you are being taught, like, on, let's say you want to learn how to cook or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
You can go on TikTok and find stuff that's helping you cook. You know what I'm saying? So it's, but majority of the time, we just scrolling for our entertainment. It's not like we're actually trying to learn something, unless you got a podcast you really like listening to. But I think that's the future as well of 2024 is podcasts.
So would you say expectation is to tone down screen time on your phone? Possibly. I mean,
as a whole, yeah, that's what I would tell everybody. But man, everybody, you can't tell somebody how long to be on it for. I just know it's unhealthy to be on it for. It's unhealthy to be on it for an extended period of time. But I mean, we can't really. We kind of are already in that. Like they've been getting us ready, getting us like this for a minute. So now, okay, if you go back to 2010, this phone was still out, but I guarantee people wasn't on their phone as much as they are now.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's like through the last 10 years, it's just gone up more and more and more as far as like all the apps that you have. TikTok wasn't around back then. Facebook been around the longest. And then Instagram is just blown up to another level. So you're dealing with like a three-headed monster. You got YouTube. You got, there's other social media apps, Twitter, all that. So, that's kind of where I see everything going this year is just continuing the trend of, you know, filming yourself walking the Target and with the tripod and, you know, like that's.
You doing what now?
Man, that's what I see online.
What?
I see, you know, people vlogging and they'll bring their tripod, set it up. They're showing you how they shop. They're showing you.
At the grocery store?
Yeah. Now, you can't fault them if that's how they're making money. But I'm saying,
the world is going.
Okay, remember business back, like, once upon a time used to be, like, blue collar or corporate?
Yeah.
Like, now, it's with your phone. Your phone is your business. All you got to do is set this up and talk to it, and you can make money that way. So I think, like, that's where we're going now. This whole AI, I can't really tell you what AI is going to, how it's going to be impactful to us, but I guarantee, you know, in this next year, we're going to get more introduction to it.
And that's the thing, though. This new AI trend, is it a gift or a curse?
It's like everything. It's definitely a gift, but it's going to be used as a curse. That's how I feel. It's going to be used for more. It's going to be used good and bad, because there's going to be ways AI helps humans, helps us as a human nature or human race. I mean, but there's also going to be ways where it's destructive to us. So,
so I can see that. Yeah.
You know, eventually, I'm not saying that 2024 is when they're going to introduce it, but in the next 5-10 years, man, we'll be seeing robots.
It's going to take over.
We'll be intertwined where we got human beings and we got robots. And not just a robot that looked like a robot that looked like a human being.
I believe that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So I really believe that, yeah.
That's where I think we're headed. And then that, I don't, not this year, not 2024, but.
Yeah, but it's on the horizon soon, man. Yeah. Like, it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. They it's already coming. Are, and they're working on this stuff right now, you know, so.
That's
it's
crazy,
weird,
man.
But that's what I see this year. I see more technology take over, you know. And I think a big thing is if you have children, just monitoring what they see. Because now it's unlimited with what you can see.
Man, it's a free-for-all, man.
Yeah, it's unlimited. So you got to really be mindful of making sure that your kids aren't being exposed to this any old thing on the internet now, because mm-hmm. it's infinite with all the information that's out there now, all the trends.
No, you're right.
All
you
that.
Right.
So, no, man. This year, I'm interested to see. But right now, the biggest thing to date, because it's February 2024, the biggest thing to date is Cat Williams episode on Club Shay Shay. That's the biggest groundbreaking thing that's happened this year. Thus far. Well, and you seen the Monique one?
Yeah, I watched it.
I ain't watched hers. Was a little too long for me to watch. She was on there. She was on there talking.
But you know the crazy part that I don't think folks understand, they told the truth.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that just goes back to what I always say. Truth hurts, man. When people who don't do interviews all of a sudden start talking and they, you know, spit the truth,
mm-hmm.
It makes you feel some type of way about how you saw the person who they told the truth about.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so now, you know, everybody feel like they butt hurt because certain people are being exposed. One thing I know for a fact, I don't care if I don't care if you say that you are the nicest person in the world. Everybody has a percentage of asshole in them.
Yeah.
It's just how much do you actually show people? That's what it is.
Absolutely.
I mean,
Absolutely.
That's what it is, man. And so that's just, I mean, everybody is built with a percentage of asshole.
Mm-hmm.
That's human nature. So it's just, man, that's life, man. I'm gonna say this though, Clay. How has your expectations changed each year as you've grown older?
They got more serious. Like, you know, when you're young, all you care about is toys and trinkets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as I've gotten older, it's less about the trinkets. It's more like you just start thinking for the future. You're getting older. You don't know what's gonna happen. So me personally, I'm now thinking about a generation that ain't here yet. But mm-hmm. I'm still thinking about what I should be doing with my time while I'm here so then I could set them up for. Because I feel like when we live in, when you're young, like, you kind of are selfish with the way you're living.
Okay.
Until you have children, then you start to think like that. But because I don't have children right now, I'm like, okay, I need to start thinking, like, for them. So when they get here, they're not just coming into a mess. There's some type of structure. Like, so that's kind of like what I've been thinking since I gotten older. As I'm getting older.
I just think for me, you know, as I've gotten older, I'm concerned. Well, not concerned, but I'm passionate about my impact I leave on my wife and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a stand-up guy. I believe in what I believe in. I stand on what I believe in. Or as y'all young folks say, I stand on business.
Man.
On stuff I truly believe in.
Yeah.
And I've always been like that. And, man, I'm going to keep being like that because I know what's right and I know what's wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like as I've gotten older, man, my two main concerns is the fact that I want my wife and my daughter to always say that Kevin left a positive impact on them. That's my main goal now, man. One of my philosophies, my sayings I always say is that I only care about two titles in life, husband and father. Those are the only two titles I care about because they mean the most towards me.
Mm-hmm.
All the other bullshit of, you know, CEO of this and manager of that, man, stop. Those titles stay on that job when you leave that damn job.
Mm-hmm.
That title of husband, father, come on, man. That should be the only title that you truly care about.
Yeah.
It holds so much weight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. I never heard that one either. I never heard nobody say that, but...
Damn,
I
trademark that motherfucker.
Yeah, nah. Because you're right, man. I think those are that those are definitely two titles that mean the most in life. Like when it comes down to it, you know, you can have the career where you, like you said, you CEO and it's like glitz and glamour, but how are you as a husband? Or how are you as just a family man in general? Like I think that says more about your character than Because when you go to work, that's what you do.
Exactly.
You know, that's just what you do. But when you come home, like, being a father, that's why when people see you around your family, how you interact with your family, then they're like, oh, dang. They get to really say, oh, I know how he is. Like, he's this type of person. You can kind of judge a person better when you see him in that that element. Like,
well, here's a secret that most people don't know. Most people who have this title, CEO, manager, all that, the title that they cherish, they fail at.
Yeah.
They fail at being a father. They fail at being a great husband because they put so much title towards CEO titles, manager title, supervisor titles. You see what I'm saying? But the main two titles, man, you're a fucking failure, man.
Because
your priorities fucked up, man.
They probably identify more with that title. That might mean more to them and make them feel good about themselves.
There you
that
go.
They
yep.
have that attached to
yep.
them. Their, so you can say I'm the CEO or I'm the supervisor at this job or whatever. It give you like a certain, I don't know, I guess it make people look at, they feel like it make people look at them differently.
But, I mean, it's more of a ego trip.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how it is, man.
Exactly.
You know, guys will have all these high-powered titles. I mean, dude, that don't mean nothing. Mm-mm. Trust me.
Ultimately, like, when it comes down to it, you know, no, it doesn't really mean much. It's a job title, and it's good. It comes with a better pay. So that's the good thing about it.
As we all know, man, money don't mean every damn thing, man.
No.
I mean,
it do mean something, though.
It's a need,
but
don't let it cloud your judgment and don't let it overtake who you are as a person.
Yeah, like don't let it affect your character.
Yes,
your character.
Yes, for sure.
But
yes,
you just, I do agree though, being a father and a husband exceeds job title, for
tell
sure.
You, man, that's the only two titles I care about, man, in life, man. And I thank God for it, man.
You know, I want to be looked at as someone that my family can say he's dependable.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay.
That's like that's what I think. Being dependable. Somebody that my family know that they can count on me. Mm-hmm. Somebody that they can come to and for anything that they need, whether it's money or if it's just life. Advice, they just need somebody to be there for them.
Okay.
That's more important, you know. But it's good to have that balance where you're financially set up, but you also have integrity as a person. And you don't deal with everybody. You deal with everybody based on the level that you on. Like, you don't treat everybody the same. You can get on any level with any person.
Like it. Okay. Sounds good. Closing statements. Expectations 2024. Closing statements, Clay.
I'm just interested to see the technology trend or what we don't see right now that's just gonna come out of nowhere.
Okay.
And then it's like it's here, you know. I don't really have an example at the top of my head, but I guess like electric cars were a thought, and then all of a sudden by like 2016 they were just here, and now it's normal.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting to see like what's the next thing that's gonna be like, oh dang, that's emerged now. This is how we're, you know, cryptocurrency, like whatever it is that's about to be, you know. I'm waiting for that. Like, that's what I expect.
My closing statement is that my closing statement for 2024 is that, you know, I grow this podcast. New energy, new vibe, great topics on the horizon that's gonna just change lives mentally and emotionally. So I'm excited about that. Keep being that great husband, keep being that great father. I am. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I know who I am. And just keep living. Keep living a positive life, man. Keep spreading out positivity everywhere I go, because in such a negative-driven world, somebody has to be the fucking light, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to keep doing that. As I said earlier in the podcast, this podcast is sponsored by Travels by Shinovia. Once again, that's Travels by Shinovia. I guarantee best travel agent I have ever used. And on that note, we'll see y'all next episode.